Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Seeking God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Another verse instantly came to mind from the book of Jeremiah, a prophet during the years of the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of Solomon's temple. Chapter 29, verses 11 through 13 were part of a letter Jeremiah wrote to the people in exile. It reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." How do we seek God with all our hearts? These people in exile must have struggled to believe that God exists, just as we do today in difficult circumstances. It is easy to be paralyzed, afraid to act when we don't know the right way forward. This is our time when our community of Christian believers can help. We can solicit advice and counsel from those who may have experience in what we are facing. We often hear the adage, "Wait on God," and it's tempting to just do nothing. When we have a discussion with a friend, we usually don't wait weeks to figure out what it meant. Do we put God on hold because we are too afraid to step forward? The times I've made a choice to move forward even while I'm unsure, it has quickly become apparent if I'm moving the wrong way. Even a bad outcome can be a good example. Are we seeking God in all the ways we can? He may be speaking through those around us, through events, and through study. Will you pray with me? Loving God, help us have ears to hear you in all the ways you speak to us, minds to discern, and hearts to put your words into practice. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.